Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time now for Chasing 895. Alex Ovechkin scored not once but twice last night, becoming the third player in NHL history to have at least 20 goals in 19 consecutive seasons, lifting the Capitals past the Calgary Flames 5-2 in a critical game in the Eastern Conference playoff standings. Caps right now, your second wild card team in the East. Ovi had two power play goals in the second period as Washington won its third straight game. Ovechkin raised his career goal total to 843, 51 behind Wayne Gretzky.
Carlson on the right point. Fed it low here, and it's Strome. Bringing it back down to Carlson. Ovechkin scores! It's his second goal of the game, and that's his vintage number 8. From the office, he blows Dustin Wolf away. Oh, baby, it's 3-0, Washington!
John Walton with the call. Chasing 895 is presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. So Ovi just making more history, seemingly every outing. Two goals last night.
Mm-hmm.
Fantastic performance.
It's always good that, you know, when he's scoring, because he's obviously chasing Gretzky, but when he's scoring, they're also winning.
Right.
That's the big deal. Because I'd rather them... Because I know eventually he's going to break the record, but I'd rather them get to the playoffs this year, even if he's not scoring a ton. Some people might feel differently, but I want to see them get to the playoffs, play a first round best of seven.
If I had to choose, I would rather him score 45 goals and miss the playoffs.
Exactly. You're different.
I would not want that to happen. I like playoff sweats. I would choose less goal scoring, more playoff
I appearance. Actually had just written them off, like, I'll be honest. Like 2 months ago, everyone was like, "The percentage is 5%."
Right.
I just wrote them off.
Let's get the best of both worlds. Let's have Ovi score close to 30 and make a playoff run.
Right.
Let's have both of those things happen.
Right.
So hopefully they continue that heater at home.
It's definitely possible.
We're also in the midst of mock draft season. You guys want the latest from the top of Daniel Jeremiah's latest mock draft? And when I say latest, I mean like he just posted it like 25 minutes ago on NFL.com.
Is he one of these guys that puts one out every day, or does he do it like every week?
No, this is just his third one.
This is only his third one ever.
This is version 3.0.
I don't know when the first one was, but yeah, he doesn't do them a ton.
All right, I definitely am interested.
All right. Who are the Bears taking?
At number one, he has the Chicago Bears selecting Caleb Williams.
No surprise.
He said the Bears have cleared the runway by trading Justin Fields. I'd be stunned if Williams isn't their choice at number one. And they've built an outstanding supporting cast for him.
Right.
Contrary to what RG3 is saying on Twitter, that it's not a good spot for him. Seems like a pretty good spot for
Caleb
Williams.
Well, I think Robert acknowledged that the supporting cast is pretty darn good. And he said it's no reflection on them. He was really basing it on how they just didn't get enough for Justin Fields.
Right.
Which is kind of strange. Like, just because they didn't get great trade value, now all of a sudden you think that's a bad destination? That's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I don't see.
I think about it.
Yeah, I don't see him doing that, pulling those shenanigans. I believe he'll be a Chicago Bear.
I also have reason to believe that he does have an agent, a legit certified agent, negotiating his contract.
That's what I said when I heard that story. There's no way his father is going to be doing that.
No. I mean, in fact, I have a
name. That would be a stupid move.
But I don't think I'm allowed to say, but not that it's some top secret thing, but they're keeping it on the down low. But he definitely has someone who's going to be doing the contract.
Sounds like a nugget.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Here's a nugget. Daniel Jeremiah has the Washington Commanders in his latest mock draft selecting Drake May from the University of North Carolina.
All right, what does he say? He says, I believe that.
Doesn't really say much. He says, I don't have any more clarity on this pick than I did in my last mock.
What did he have in his last mock? Did he also have Drake May?
Hasn't he been flip-flopping? Drake May? I mean, Jeremiah?
Jeremiah?
I'd have to pull up his neck, his last mock to see what differences there were.
He said the Commanders moved on
from Sam Howell, and I'm sticking with May here. He has quarterbacks going 1-2-3 because he has the Patriots keeping the number three pick and selecting Jaden Daniels. He says, I'm sure the Patriots will receive lucrative offers for this pick. At the end of the day, they need to address the most important position on the field and could do so with the third overall selection. Now, here's where he gets a little bit spicy, Jeremiah.
The fourth pick. Who's picking fourth?
Well, he's got someone trading up. In his mock, he has the Minnesota Vikings trading up with the Arizona Cardinals to get the number four pick and to continue the run on quarterbacks.
Take J.J.?
He has them taking J.J. McCarthy out of Michigan.
Right.
He says, now the fun really begins after their recent trade with the Texans. It seems the Vikings are situated to aggressively move up to draft Kirk Cousins' replacement. The Cardinals trade down, bypassing a chance to pick the first receiver off the board, but they address the position later in round one.
Mm-hmm. So that would, based on his numbers and his mock, that would give the Cardinals three first-round picks.
Okay.
Because you would have number 11 for the Cardinals. You'd have 23 for the Cardinals. And you would have number 27 for the Cardinals.
A lot of first-round ammo.
Who knows? It's just the mock. Who knows if that would actually happen. But.
And to round out his top five in Jeremiah's latest mock on NFL.com, he has another trade. He has the Jets moving into the number five spot, trading up with the L.A. Chargers
to select Marvin Harrison Jr. To pair him with Aaron Rodgers.
And to pair with Garrett Wilson. That would be a really nice 1-2 punch at your 1-2 wide receiver spots. Right. Garrett Wilson, Marvin Harrison Jr. He said the Jets are all in with a veteran quarterback. They recently acquired two offensive tackles to shore up the O-line. They desperately need another playmaker to complement Garrett Wilson, so they trade up to select Harrison, the top wideout in the draft, and Wilson's former Ohio State teammate. So he's got two big blockbuster deals rounding out 4 and 5. In his latest mock draft. Does it happen? Probably not, but it's fun to entertain it. It's fun to see the different pieces moving around and teams trading up to try to get their quarterback if Minnesota's willing to jump into the top four.
I mentioned this earlier. I saw a mock-up yesterday on social media somewhere where a guy had an AI version of Drake May in a Commander's uniform and helmet.
Right.
And then juxtaposed next to Jaden Daniels. And honestly, I don't know how you could put all your draft capital in Jaden. He's just so darn skinny. It is literally terrifying. Imagine like your skinniest friend and just throwing a helmet on him. He's a great athlete and he's a great quarterback. But it's like, man, I guess I got to put my future on that little spindly frame.
That he got through 2 years relatively unscathed in the SEC and you just hope he can do it on the next level as well.
Well, did he have injury issues at Arizona State? I don't think he did.
I'm not sure.
I don't think so.
I mean, he had like a COVID year
they only played six or eight games.
But I think
otherwise
he played. He stayed healthy.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens if, you know, the top four quarterbacks go in the top four. I mean, that's never been done before. And it'll be interesting to see what Washington decides to do. It's going to be nuts. And he also has Penix going later in the first round of the Raiders here. So he's got five quarterbacks going in the first round.
You could speak to this that, Greenberg posted that, pass pressure to sack, rate and, you know, of like recent quarterbacks, like Sam Howell's way up there, right? We're like in college, it was like 22.6 or something. Anybody over 20 apparently has not had success.
Yep.
And I didn't see Drake May or Caleb in there, but you guys both, or maybe it was Zach Kruger, but you guys both said that Penix does very, very well in that stat.
Penix never got sacked, never, ever gets sacked. He's like legendary for escaping pressure and getting rid of the ball.
Right.
Now, I believe his accuracy does dip when under pressure, but.
That's fine. If you don't get sacked.
Yeah,
as long as you're not throwing picks.
That's Well, he definitely doesn't throw picks. So that's one of his calling cards. Like, his pocket awareness is elite, elite.
Do you have, I doubt you do, but is there, could you pull up like May and where does Daniels, is he high? Because he was high up there. Daniels was high
gets
up
sacked
there.
A lot.
He was over 20%.
Yes.
Sack to pressure or whatever, which is apparently the threshold for like guys that are successful. Where does Drake May fall in that? And Caleb? I would love to know.
Give me a second here.
Yeah. Because I know you guys were hyping up Penix. Could that vault, that stat alone be some secret stat?
I mean, I'm sure offensive coordinators love it when they don't get sacked.
Yeah, but he's still not, that's not going to move him up into the top three or four.
I'm just saying.
Don't listen to me. I'm biased. I think Penix is a future Hall of Fame quarterback.
He's number one on my board. I was locked in on Penix, and then he had the dud game. I was locked in on him.
Not everybody's perfect every game.
No, of course. Everyone has bad games. But that was the one I was sat down to watch.
He played plenty of games.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. He's played a lot of football.
Yeah,
he's played 6 years of college football.
He's had a lot of big injuries, too.
He's had injuries, and he's older.
That's something pushing him down the draft board.
Yeah, I think I totally agree with you.
So the pressure to sack ratio.
Right.
The guys who are above 20% all suck.
Right.
It's... Sam Howell, Ben DiNucci, Justin Fields, Hackenberg, Desmond Ridder, Davis Mills.
Right. There's nobody there that
Will
surprises
Levis,
you, right?
Jaden Daniels.
Right.
Yeah.
So you don't have below, though? You don't have that below?
No. I'm sure Zach will hear this.
Tell Zach. Yeah. I thought it was Greenbrier. I think it's right.
Something crazy is going to happen in this draft. I don't know if it's – I don't think it's going to be the Bears trading the number one pick. I don't think it's going to be Washington trading out. I just think something nuts is going to happen.
Four quarterbacks have never gone 1-4, right?
That's never happened, I don't believe. I think it's only happened.
I can't recall that happening.
I think
happening.
The only top I think 1-2-3 has only happened once.
Was that McNabb and Kelly Smith and all them and Tim Couch?
Tim Couch might have been. We were at that draft, I believe.
Right.
If I recall correctly.
No, we definitely were.
Philly fans were definitely booing Donovan McNabb.
Are you asking about the quarterback draft?
It went 1-3. That 1-2-3.
Well, just happened a couple years ago with Zach Wilson.
Yeah, but I think
Lawrence
it also
Wilson
happened,
and Trey Lance.
Right, and I think it also happened with McNabb, Couch, and Achille.
By the way, I officially felt old.
Not in that order.
For the thousandth time, like a couple weeks ago, where I saw a picture. I think it was on Twitter of Achille Smith kid. Posing with LeVar Arrington's kid on a college recruiting visit.
Really?
Might have been to Oregon. I'm not 100% sure.
Shocker.
But I was like, yeah, big surprise.
Remember the
DNA there transfers.
I thought you were going to talk about the picture of Tim Couch went viral a couple years ago. Remember that?
I don't know if I remember this.
He got all like dreamy.
Oh, he did?
I think he's been working out with Cork.
Tim Couch had a glow up?
Yeah, did you see that? Where he looks, Tim Couch is like, he's got like a 8-pack?
I had no idea.
Looks like he's all on testosterone.
Oh, yeah, sure he is.
Maybe he is. Who knows?
Let's go to our guy, D. Woods, here for a moment.
He's giving me some life advice for post-show.
Yeah, I don't know. D, what's up, buddy?
Yeah. What's up, fellas? How y'all this morning?
What's good? How are you?
Hey, I got two things for cakes.
Yeah.
They're both for cakes. One is funny and one is serious.
All right.
So I'll go with funny first.
Okay.
I heard you doing the read for the Chris Brown tickets earlier.
Okay, uh-huh. Yes.
And you kept calling the young lady Thomas C. Mooney Long.
Okay.
That's not her name. Oh. It's actually Money Long.
That makes sense. That's a better name.
Money Long, not Mooney Long.
All right, okay? Money Long is better.
This is why you guys need to bring back what the brothers be saying, because you guys just say crazy things
it's
all the time.
It's a very controversial segment.
Yeah, it is. It's too controversial. Too hot for 2024. Yeah.
All right, Money Long.
This is Money Long. And so this is the other reason why you need to bring back what the brothers be saying. Because I heard you talking about going down to Minnesota Avenue today.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I instantly text Valdez and I said, I don't care what Cakes wants to do. He needs to catch the Metro. Cakes, I love you. You're not driving over there and you're not parking anywhere over there. If you do, we probably will not hear from you tomorrow.
Hold on. So let's just back up for a second.
Dude,
so
you're saying smart car
you're saying
drives
take
around.
The Metro is any safer? How's that safer?
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Cakes, listen to me.
All right, I'm listening.
I grew up in D.C. before I moved to Maryland. You do not want to the nicest things over there is that building and the apartments next to it. Okay. If you cannot get a space either, I don't even know if they have parking inside of there.
Why don't you just Uber there?
I promise you. Yeah, Uber. You will not park anywhere over there. I'm telling you.
All right, maybe I Uber there.
Uber there and then Uber back. Make a day of it.
Let me pull back the curtain. I don't want to go there. It's the last place I'm going to go on Earth right now.
You've had too many people say you can't drive over there by yourself.
I understand. And I appreciate all the advice.
Okay.
I don't want to go there, but I feel like to get the problem rectified, I have to go there in person.
They're not saying don't go there. Another guy called in.
I don't want you driving, parking over there because outside of that block, literally that block, even across the street, you're not parking anywhere and walking. I'm telling you that.
Okay.
I'm telling you
that. All right. I'll take this advice.
Yeah. A lot of people are saying it's not the fact that they don't want you to go there to rectify the situation. It's the parking.
Don't park and walk few blocks.
Parking and walk 2 blocks to the building.
Okay.
That 2 block walk is what's...
It's dangerous.
I'll Uber. I've got Uber on my phone. I know how to use Uber.
Okay. All right. So there you go.
That's what you should do.
That's solid life advice. That's good life advice.
And then order your Uber while you're inside the government building.
Right, when I'm in there for 2 hours and nothing's getting done.
Yeah. And then wait for it to arrive before you go outside.
I'll probably
Did anybody else call that works at the office?
Of course not. Okay.
No, not
no
to help.
No chance.
Them. Just people calling nonstop saying Cakes will not make it out alive. Absolutely do not drive down.
All right.
Really? BB gave him the worst advice ever.
Who did?
You. Saying, they don't care about your little tiny car.
Yeah, that's not what
just
it is.
Drive down there.
It's not about the car. They'll just rob him.
Yeah.
But they're going to see that loser coming out of that loser car.
He's going to be pistol whipped in 2 seconds.
Yeah.
So it'll be like a scene from Menace to Society is what you're saying.
And he's wearing the Capitals gear.
I'm telling you.
Big target.
You guys haven't seen Cakes' car. He ain't going to draw any attention.
They find out that it's Cakes, they might hold him for ransom for Bitcoin.
He's a draw.
Cakes is a draw?
Yeah.
That car?
No. He's just a draw.
I know what you're saying.
All right. So I'm just going to
Use your head.
Life update. I'm going to Uber to Minnesota Avenue.
You know, actually, the worst thing that we could have done is talk about it. Because now everyone down there is licking their chops, knowing
they're
that
waiting
Cakes
for this.
Yeah, waiting for 5'6" Cakes to get out of his tiny
I'm
car.
He's 5'7".
To put a bag over his head and hold him for ransom.
You know what?
Hey, stop.
Don't wear the caps gear.
Can you stop giving people ideas? Can you stop already? All right, when we come back, we'll give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to Jeff Lynn's ELO tour at Capital One Arena. So keep listening for your chance to win those. Did you know the champions of the world? Argentina and Messi. They're making their way to Philadelphia. Argentina will be matched up against El Salvador in preparation for the Copa America Friday, March 22nd, 8 p.m. at Lincoln Financial Field. That's in Philadelphia, which is in Pennsylvania. El Salvador in their preparation match to the World Cup will face Messi's national team, who's number one in the world rankings. Tickets are now on sale at Ticketmaster. Argentina versus El Salvador, Friday, March 22nd. At Lincoln Financial Field in Philadelphia.
Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their Summer Splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in-store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball season is heating up. Odyssey has you covered with the most entertaining coverage of your team. Stay locked in and in the know with the local voices you trust as they bring you unfiltered takes, recap games, react to the latest team news, and talk to callers. Listen to your favorite shows for free on the Odyssey app, Odyssey.com, your smart speaker, or in the car with Android Auto or Apple CarPlay.